Jakub Kaifos is one of the Czech Republic's most notable and original independent musicians and performs under the name Laser Viking. His latest album, Tunnel Vision, is due out in September. Jakub has a very close attachment to Prague's Letná district, where our tour of his Prague begins in the spacious bar of the Bio Oko Art House Cinema.
I'm from Prague 7. I'm from Letná, which is where we're at now. I was actually born into a flat which is right by Letenské náměstí, basically between Letenské náměstí and the National Technical Museum, which is where I spent most of my preteen life. When I was 11, we moved to the States. I lived in New Jersey for almost 2 years. Then we came back here. I think the first place I moved when I moved away from my parents was to Korunovačni, which is also in Letná, and now I live by Štrosmajerovo náměstí, which is technically still kind of Letná, definitely Prague 7 and Holešovice, and I think there were maybe 2 years when I lived in Žižkov, and also near Jiřího z Poděbrad. Back when I had the band Wild Tides, we used to have we had a band flat where the whole band lived.
Like the Monkees.
Exactly, we were exactly like the Monkees.
And Jakub, why have you taken us here to Bio Oko as part of our tour of Euro Prague?
Well, I don't go out much, really. Not because of COVID or whatever, but I just generally don't go out much for maybe the past almost 8 years, maybe. I like to stay home, as R. Stevie Moore sings in one of my favorite songs. But when I do go out, I'm a giant movie nerd. So this is where I come for fun, just to see whatever movies are out. There were times when I would come here for a full day, where I would just catch the first screening at 10 a.m. and I would stay here until midnight to see whatever the movies were on. And just kind of stayed to me like a place of comfort, a place where I feel at home, in a way. And this is also the cinema where I saw my first movies as a kid. My dad used to take me here. I think the first movies I saw here were It was Beverly Hills Cop, Jurassic Park, and Highlander. Now thinking back to it, it formed me definitely right then when I was six, because I am still basically a combo of those movies.
The cinema in recent years has been run by the same people who run Kino Airo and Svetozor. It's kind of art house, mini chain. What was it like before that?
Well, before it got kind of, let's say, saved by Airo Films and people who run it now, it used to be very much kind of a rundown thing of the past. People wouldn't come here a lot. The bar wasn't downstairs here. It used to be upstairs, and it was just a place to get beer or chips to go with your movie. And I mean, sometimes there were days when I would have to buy 3 tickets for them to show the movie, because that was the minimum of people, but there weren't 3 people to watch a movie. So it was, I mean, to me, it was back then, especially around my early 20s, whenever I was depressed, I would just go here because I knew that I would be here alone and I could just watch movies and get slightly inebriated while doing that and be sad with my friends on the screen.
You say that you don't like going out too much, but if you do go out, what bars or cafes do you favor in Prague, apart from here?
Yeah, none, because I don't drink, so I don't go basically at all. I mean, mostly when you want to see me, you either make a house call at my place or we meet here. But I guess it would be wrong not to mention Café Vlesa, which as a venue is basically my second home. Whenever I'm doing a show in Prague, I want to do it there because of the people, the sound, the space, everything is just kind of, it's a perfect setup for what I do. And although it might seem small, I could probably push to alleviate myself as an artist to play bigger spaces, I don't really feel like it, because I know what to expect there when it comes to terms of quality the space offers, which offers me a space to perform at my best. So I guess that would be the only second place you can find me, but only when I'm playing.
And where do you think is the best venue for watching music in Prague? What are some of the best venues?
As a kid, I grew up at the 007 club-wise, which was really, really scary to me then, because when I was 15 and 16 and going there, seeing all the tattooed hardcore guys, because that was kind of the scene that I wanted to be a part of, the music that I loved, was a bit It was scary to me as a little tiny kid who was like, you know, wide-eyed. But that was like, I think, very formative for me, especially seeing the shows that I've seen there, because like you could get to see bands which now are huge and would be playing stadiums and are playing some of the biggest festivals. You would see them there performed to like 15 or 30 people. Like, I remember some of the shows, which were just completely unforgettable, were like, I think it was the first time Future Islands came to Prague. They were at the 007. There was basically nobody there. But it was, like, exactly the same show as the one that then later, you know, made them insanely huge. So that's, like, that's sadly kind of a memory of a space that I love, although the space still exists. But I think it's, like, the, let's call it the alternative scene, has kind of, you know, gravitated somewhere else throughout the years, while that place kind of stayed a hardcore club, which I guess is a scene that I'm no longer that close with, so I don't really go there that much. But for me, the best place in Prague will always be the 007. It's just the combination of the lowest ceiling you can ever find anywhere, with just like the cramped space and the fact that it's like an old student club and it's still run that way, and also the people who run it are like absolute darlings. It just has kind of the vibe that you want when you go see music. You really feel like you're in the place where you're supposed to be. And as I've said, I've seen some insane shows there. I think when the Locust played in Prague, I think there was around 600 people at the 007, which if you've been to the 007, you probably cannot imagine what that looks like. That was fun. If you wanted to move, you would have to like perform swim moves to just like get through people anywhere. So yeah, that, I think that to me will always be like the place which I wish would kind of again become the place to go, although I think it's impossible and also kind of useless. But
keeping it very local indeed, Jakub, or Kuba to his friends, next takes me to a perhaps unlikely spot. A hardware shop whose windows are bare except for closing down signs.
You wanted me to take you to a district, and with me it's not going to be a lot of walking or traveling, because I'm very much a cliche local to my district. So right now we're basically, 200 meters from where we were before, from Beooko. We're by Kamenicka in front of what, until maybe last week, used to be the only hardware store in Letna, which is also one of the last places that have been here longer than I have. So over the 37 years that I've basically lived here or around here, that was one of the places that was here since I could remember. Most of them have gone. Not trying to say that in like a cheesy nostalgic way of like, oh, the district is changing for the worst. I think the district is changing as any district should, to accommodate to the people who live here now. But I'm kind of sad that we're getting rid of this hardware store, because it was very close to me, because anything you ever needed you could get there, from kitchen utensils to nails to glue, which is always great to have close by. And it was also very much a mom and pop shop, so it just had that vibe of like you're always going to see the same people there and you're going to kind of grow old with them, which is nice. Also, to kind of bring this back around to music, with the new record that I'm releasing now, I had to build a completely new live setup for it, with like all the synthesizers and drum machines, and this hardware store played a like an epic role in it, because like all the double-sided stick tape and all the Velcro and everything that I kind of used to build the thing that I play with now is from here. And I would sometimes be here maybe three times a day, because I'd be missing something that I needed to build, and they were making fun of me because I bought out all their corks at one point. So I guess this is kind of a nice way of me to say goodbye to this place.
You talk about the area changing as every area should, but how has it changed, say, in the last 10 years or so?
I think in the last 10 years there hasn't been anything like radical that you could really point out. I think it's just trying to do its best to accommodate to, well, you know, half of Letna is young families, I would say, I guess. And it's like middle class, upper middle class a lot. And so there's a lot more places, or maybe almost too many places, to go to get whatever kind of coffee, tonic you'd like, and a lot of places to go to just hang out, I guess, very child-friendly and just family-oriented. And I think that's kind of been the biggest change, in a way, that it's just, it's lost any aspects of, like, proverbial danger, which you could find here, and it's just become very homely, which in a way is the way this district has always been, like especially the left side here, which is closer to the river than the one closer to Stromovka. When I was a kid, I remember that like the right side, the Stromovka side of Letná, would be like the dangerous part because that's where like the dangerous bars were, and I would be scared to cross over there. Or in my teenage years, that's where you would go to illegally drink.
And for somebody who doesn't know Prague, how would you characterize the Letná district?
I'm trying to think back to all the ways that Letná has been characterized to me. There was even a certain time when somebody was like, "Well, this is like, you know, it's like the East Village of Prague," which is absurd. And I've also heard people say that this is like the Brno in Prague, which is even more absurd. And I think it doesn't really matter what district it is. I think it's the experiences you kind of live through there. And to me, this being a place where I basically lived through 99% of my life, it's just, I think the one word which kind of just pops in my head when I think about Letná is just comfort. It's like a full comfort zone inside Prague. And I think it's always been that way, especially since it's a district which is separated from everything else by two parks. And you're basically in the center, you know, you're like 5 minutes from it, or 10 minutes walking distance if you know, you got a pep to your step. And that's kind of, it's like a little safe haven of comfort to me, and hopefully stays that way.
The final stop on our short tour of Jakub Kajfosz's Prague is the nearby Výstaviště, a sprawling exhibition ground at one end of Stromovka Park that houses the Industrial Palace and several other recreation venues.
We're at, what do you call it in English? The Prague Fairgrounds? Yes, the Prague Fairgrounds, the infamous Prague Fairgrounds, which used to be home and are still home to the Matějská pouť and the beautiful singing fountain, which I've never heard sing.
Matějská pouť, I guess, was Prague's biggest fun fair.
Yes, it still is. But it's now only happens in, like, I don't know, what is it, like 2 weeks? In April, I think? I think we just missed it. But in the olden days, there used to be, you know, the fair would kind of stay here. And only, like, half of the attractions would come from Germany and the rest would always be here. So you could go all year long if you wanted to, you know, get your fair vibes in. But now it's not here.
You were telling me that you had a particular fondness for the roller coaster that used to be there.
Yeah, that's kind of the reason I guess I brought you here, because that used to be my favorite place. This is going to turn out so nostalgic. It's like I'm just taking you to places which are no longer here. But yeah, I think as we talked in Beo-Oko about it being some kind of a comfort zone to hide out at, I think during my life, every time I was at my lowest, I would come here. And go to the roller coaster, which is no longer here, which used to be called Cyclone. I think it was the oldest roller coaster in Central Europe.
It felt like it. It was scary as hell to me.
Especially if you notice the duct tape that was holding it together. That was always the best part. But it was like, you know, it wasn't very high. I'm afraid of heights. So it was good for me. It was a good-sized roller coaster for me. And it was also, you know, it was owned like by a third generation of the same family. And there was just something magical about it because, you know, you would walk all the way back here from basically the city, and suddenly you would be in front of this, like, almost a mythical, weird little duct-taped-together roller coaster. And I used to love it, and I would make a point of it to ride it at least once a year since I was, like, five, maybe? So every year I would come here. I can't anymore. It's dismantled now, and I think it's resting in a field.
Also, right by us here is a place that you told me your dad lied to you and said was a wall of death for motorcycles.
Well, it looks like wall of death for motorcycles. I don't know what it's going to be now because it's also under construction, as we just found out. I think it used to be a theater, but I guess it's hard to describe.
The Prague Globe? Was that the Globe?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I don't know what it was called. I just remember, I mean, the only time I was ever inside was in high school. It was like I went to see some play there. I think it was about the Beatles. Oh, yeah, it was a theater. It was a theater show about the Beatles. Inside what I was led through all my life to believe is the Wall of Death. And we're also next to the Pyramid, which is now what? Goya Music Hall, where you can go see the Phantom of the Opera for, I don't know, maybe 30 years now. It's the only thing there. But I remember when I was a kid, one of my favorite memories is they brought Kit from Knight Rider to Prague, and you could come see the car and sit in it, and that would be here. It's such a weird memory because you go into this glass pyramid to see this car of the future. I still have the photo from it, free to see it upon request.